Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, I know, Visa bursting on the scene looks like bad news. After all, if someone like Visa is giving away a bunch of free stuff, what does that do to our thought leadership? But let's look on the bright side for a second. I think one opportunity with the whole She's Next campaign are underwritten events. Now, many CMOs, chief marketing officers, like event marketing, and they have the internal resources to make that happen. So from a partnership strategy perspective, let's look at what we have that companies like Visa want for these events. First off, we're not Visa. Marketing execs know they just can't use internal resources for speakers. The agenda needs a headliner who will get attendees and excitement. That's where we come in. If we have media coverage and reach, they'll want to piggyback on our popularity. Now, speaking of attendance, don't think those seats are going to fill themselves. Sure, the sales team will be out in full force handing out invites, but again, Visa wants a big audience. They know they still need to promote, so they will be all over traditional and social media, including paid advertising. That's where our participation can come in. I'm seeing a lot of promo videos and interviews in local media, as well as those ads, to promote their event big time. Now keep in mind, many companies like Visa go to already established events. We've talked about those. They're a different deal. But when companies like Visa create events, we have assets that are valuable to them and are worth paying for. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.